John, you are an up-and-coming singer, and very often we hear these names and these singers just sort of seem to appear out of nowhere, like Hozier, who seems to have been an overnight success after about 10 years trying. You have been a contestant on The X Factor. You're about to release a song onto the market that's threatening to do very big things indeed.
Well, hopefully, we give it a rest and hopefully it'll pull off, kind of, back into it.
Your time on The X Factor was very positive, John. You got a very good response.
I got on fairly well, and I'll tell you the truth, Don. More than I ever imagined, kind of. My best friend actually signed me up for the audition, and he said he came down to me at Christmas time. He said, "Here, happy Christmas." He handed me the envelope with the kind of receipt kind of thing that said, that I got an audition and that, and kind of I had no kind of choice in the matter. So I went and done it anyway, and lucky enough, I got on well over in Dublin, and I ended up at the boot camp, and kind of an experience. It was a real experience for me now, it was great. But I kind of got on better than I thought I'd get on, and that kind of sparked things for me to a certain extent. It kind of could be done, I suppose, maybe.
And it's something that does get the interest of people when you've made it as far as boot camp. Things like The X Factor, shows like that, inevitably thousands are going to take their chance. But once you get into boot camp, once you get into the televised stages, then it's really the serious business, and people do start to sit up and take notice.
Yeah, it is, I suppose. Yeah, exactly. I got a lot of support from home, and I'm very thankful for that. The kind of way, it was great. Everyone at home was texting you and, best of luck and all this kind of thing. And it gave you a bit of strength that way, it was hard to endure it outside of the show, because there was a lot of stuff I've never done before. We were doing an awful lot of dancing and, singing in front of big crowds and that kind of thing. And especially when there was so many singers there that were very good, the excellent singers around, and you were kind of trying to perform to your best in front of them, because they'd know if you were kind of missing something, themselves when they were watching you. So it was just kind of, there was a lot of pressure in it, and just the support I got from home was huge,
The temptation for a lot of people, and I must be honest, myself included at times, is to be sceptical about programmes like The X Factor, to look at them as commercial fodder, to look at them as a personal way for Simon Cowell and others to make money, and as a way ultimately of pandering to base commercial sensibilities and have very little to do with actual real music. From your own point of view, having been there, having gone through it, having spent all the hours and hours and hours being trained and learning and gone through the bootcamp experience, what's your take on this? Are we being fair when we look down on The X Factor?
To tell you the truth, you actually are. It's very, I wouldn't say even staged, but it's just kind of, for a standout character will kind of make it, the kind of way. You can't, I went over with the ambition of just being myself, and if it was good enough, it was good enough, and it wasn't, but... you have these kind of standout characters that are real up in your face. They love camera. They kind of, the kind of way that they'll do whatever they have to do.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's the kind of characters that are kind of making it to a certain extent. It used to be, I've been watching now for many years, but just recently, in the last couple of years, it's all kind of about, who has the thing as such. It's kind of just maybe... standing out in front of the camera, they're well able to talk, they're, kind of way, it's not actually a singer's competition anymore. I think it's kind of an entertainment competition, I think.
Was it ever a singer's competition, though, in fairness?
I don't know. Well, I always thought years ago, now maybe that's because I was very young at the time, but I always thought it was kind of the best singer won it, kind of way. But maybe not, I don't know now. If I had a couple of more years to myself, maybe I kind of think differently, maybe, I don't know. But to me, it was a great experience, but it was just kind of too much for me. It was moving too fast, too quick for me, the kind of way.
If you had been prepared to do what you were told and change yourself as you were instructed and follow all the advice you were given by the various coaches, would you have gone further?
No, I'm not. To tell you the truth, Donald, I'm not going to go into it saying that I would have got further. I'm not going to be kind of sore like that, I suppose. I like to think I might have been for a little bit longer, but there were so many good singers there. If it was an actual singing competition, I think I would have been knocked out of it before I actually was. It was just, there was excellent artists over there that have been trying for years and years. I was talking to so many people that they're kind of, they never got seen on the television, but it's their third year trying,
Yeah.
And brilliant artists, just, they hadn't got the celebrity personality. You know, kind of way. They just, you know, that's all they were lacking. And there was some unbelievable artists over there that I was delighted to get to know. And just, you know, I made great friends with there, and I'm still in contact with a number of them, and it's great. Like, you know, I made great friends from it anyway, if nothing else.
Yeah. Now, since you've got back, you've not been sitting on your rear end. You've been busy working, getting a song ready, as we said. This is interesting because whereas you've spent your time working with Simon Cowell and the X Factor people, the sort of people you've been working with this past few months are very different. You've been working with Dave Keary, Van Morrison's guitarist, guitarist called Owen O'Neill, who I have to say, as a man who's substantially older than you are, I mean, the name Owen O'Neill sends shivers down my spine because I would have been slightly older than you are now when Moving Hearts were at their absolute height, and Owen O'Neill was a god in those days in terms of playing music. As a bass player for the Hearts, he was just spectacular. You have Joe Gallagher programming drums, you've got piano man Tom writing and playing. The song you've recorded is a very special song with very special people behind it.
Exactly, yeah. Like, you know, it was a great opportunity to me, you know, to work with an awful lot of people that I never thought I would have got to work with. Like, if you look at the likes of, you know, Owen O'Neill or Dave Carey and Tom Connery, you know, the kind of way, it's great to work with those type of people because they're, you know, they're the same interest as you, you know, the kind of way, and you get on very well together because you have the same interest, and they're great musicians all around. And in particular, like, I think Joe Gallagher, he recorded the song, and he was just outstandingly good because a studio situation is something I've never really done before. Do you know the kind of way to record a song or whatever? I might have done a recording, you know, let's say with a band or that kind of thing, but just to do it on my own and to have Joe there, he was a great help. You know, he looked after me very well because I don't know how many times we had to record it to get it right, you know, for me, because I wouldn't know much about it. But anyway, it was great to work with those musicians. Like, it was just, you know, something I never could have imagined. Like, if you think about it, like, Van Morrison was someone I would have listened to a lot of, let's say, when I was kind of growing up. My father was very well into him. And, the guitar I used to take particular notice in, the songs like Brown Eyed Girl and that kind of thing. And, you know, just to be involved with a musician that you would have listened to in your childhood was, you know, a big experience for me. You know, I was delighted.